谢主，今天下午也能在这里看见弟兄姊妹。
Thank God that this afternoon once again I'm here to meet all of you brothers and sisters.
我是上半年几个月之前到这里的。
About half a year ago, I was here once.
今天又能到这里和弟兄姊妹有交通。
And again, I'm here to fellowship with you this afternoon.
心里非常的欢喜。
I'm very overjoyed.
因为看见弟兄姊妹那样心里向了主，愿意传主的福音。
For I see brother and sister really so devoted to the Lord and so willing to preach the gospel.
看见弟兄姊妹这样爱主的光景，我心里非常的受感动。
Also, I observe how brethren love the Lord so much. I was really moved.
我记得今天下午和弟兄姊妹读一篇诗篇。
Now this afternoon, I would like to read a passage from Psalm, Book of Psalms, together with you.
第十六篇。
Let us go Psalm 16.
这是一篇很短的诗。
Now this psalm is a short one.
也是一篇大家很熟的诗。
Also, all are familiar with this psalm.
我实在盼望说青年弟兄姊妹都能背过这一篇诗。
And I really do hope that young friends, young people will memorize this psalm.
有好多人都会背。
Well, many people can memorize this.
所以盼望青年弟兄姊妹也能够把这一篇诗那个背过。
So why don't you memorize and recite this psalm?
并不是太难。
It is not so difficult.
我想只要读几遍，我们就背过了。
If only repeat several times, then you can learn by heart.
那我们现在读读试试看。
Now let's read all together.
从第一节读到第末了一节。
From the first verse down through the last one.
请大家一起来读。
Let's read in unison.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。与别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇点的血，我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。你为我持守，用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好，我必称颂那执教我的耶和华。我的心肠在夜间也警戒我，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
啊，很好读，这很好读的一篇诗。我想我把它这个分成几个段落，弟兄姊妹读的时候可能更方便一点。
I think I can cut out in several paragraphs so that when each one read, you find it much easier to memorize.
从第一节读到第四节，这是一个段落。
The first paragraph should be the first verse through the fourth.
从第五节到第七节是一段。
And verse 5 through verse 7, there's another paragraph.
八节九节是一段。
Verse 8 and 9, another passage.
那十节到末了是一段。
Verse 10 and verse 11, this is the last passage.
这四个段落就讲到四个重点。
So in these four passages, there are four important points emphasized.
我们过一会儿讲的时候要提到这件事。
Later on, we'll point out all the important things in this passage.
我们把它再读一遍。
So let us this once again.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我所喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华，他们的愁苦必加增。他们所浇点的血，我不献上；我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。 耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，他所量给我的地界、我所得的，你为我持守，用神所量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我必承受那执教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在我的右手有永远的福乐。哈，那这个我把这个四个段落提一下，可能弟兄姊妹就容易记。
Now, first of all, I'll point out some main points in these four passages so that you know how to.
头一个段落是讲到他拣选耶和华或者拣选主耶稣。
In the first passage, it said about election by God, that is election by Jesus Christ.
第二个段落他说到他享受主耶稣。
And then in the second part, it said how to enjoy the Lord, enjoy Jesus Christ.
第三个段落说到他追求主耶稣。
And in the third passage, it said how he pursued, how he seeks after the Lord Jesus.
第四个段落说他跟随主耶稣。
And in the last passage, the fourth passage, is how to follow Jesus.
所以这一篇诗啊，是以主耶稣为中心的。
So we think that this passage really centered around Jesus.
给我们看见他在开头时候怎样拣选主耶稣。
So in the very beginning, this man he chooses this.The Lord Jesus.
他说你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
He said, Oh, you are my Lord and my goodness extend not unto thee and not aside from thee.
然后给我们看见他怎样享受主耶稣。
Then he proceeded to say how he enjoyed the Lord Jesus.
以主耶稣为他的产业，以主耶稣为他杯中的份。
Now he regarded Jesus as his own heritage, as his portion of his cup.
他是我所得的，你为我持守，我的产业坐落在佳美之处。
He testified that you maintain my lot and all my heritage are really in my good plot.
然后第三段就说到他追求主耶稣，以主耶稣做他的标杆，做他的目的。
And in the third passage, this author saying that he is pursued and he is seeking after the Lord Jesus as his goal.
他常常把主耶稣摆在他的面前
，and all time he just prayed Jesus before him，
让主耶稣在他右边
，so that the Lord will be at his right hand。
他全心在追求主耶稣
，and he pursues after him wholeheartedly。
所以他说：“我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也安然居住。”
No wonder he said that how my heart rejoices and my whole body, my flesh even live for joy.
然后就告诉我们说他怎样跟随主耶稣。
And lastly he said how he follows Jesus Christ.
主耶稣所走的道路是什么道路呢？
Now what is the path Jesus Christ trod?
主耶稣道路就是生命的道路。
Now the way, the road of the Lord Jesus is the way of life.
所以他说你必将生命的道路指示我。
So he said you will show me the path of life.
也是我在这条道路上面那一直来跟随你
so that I can follow you all along in this path of life.
这一篇诗是非常好的一篇诗
So I say this psalm is really the very best one.
这是也是在大卫诗篇当中最宝贝的一篇诗
And also I tell you this is a very precious one among psalms written by David.
所以这篇诗一开头的时候他说是大卫的金诗
So in the very beginning it said this is aMictum of David, that means a golden
既然说是那个金诗啊，就是最好的诗。
Now it's called golden hymn, or golden psalm, that means the best one.
所以弟兄姊妹，别的诗篇背不过不要紧，这篇诗篇一定要背过的。
Now if you forget, well, you don't recite other psalms, but this one you must learn by heart and memorize.
因为这一篇诗，是大卫的杰作。
Because I say this is the masterpiece of David.
是他最好的一篇诗。
It's his very best one song.
那这一篇诗就把大卫的生活，整个的生活都说明出来了。
And in this psalm, it describes all the life, the situation of David himself.
虽然是短短的几节圣经，但这几节圣经呀，把大卫整个的一生的故事都要给我们看见。
So it is a short psalm, only several verses, but you can perceive, you can observe the whole life of David.
这个大
卫他是怎样生活在神的面前。
You can notice how David lived before God.
大卫那个生活的秘诀是什么？
And what is the secret of David's life?
大卫生活的原则是什么？
And what is the principle of David's life?
我们都知道大卫的生活是非常好。
We all know that David's life was really satisfactory.
也许你们会想到他犯罪的事情。
Well, maybe you think about how he committed sin once.
当然他有他的软弱，有他的难处。
Oh yes, he sometimes fell into his weakness or his troubles.
除了那一件事情之外，没有一件事情啊是不讨神喜欢的。
But aside from that, you know all things David did really pleased God.
圣经特别把那一件事情记载出来，就是给我们看见，就是最好的人也是有缺陷的。
But in the Bible, it mentioned about David's fault. It is to tell us that sometimes even the best man will commit wrong.
好叫我们知道，只有主耶稣基督是完全的，除了他之外，没有一个人是完全的。
So that we know that only Jesus Christ is the perfect one. Aside from him, there is no one perfect.
但是大卫的生活在神面前实在是神所非常喜欢的生活。
But we say the life of David was very accepted and really pleased with God.
他在人的面前怎样的忍耐？
Even before people, he showed endurance and patience.
他向着神的心是怎样的忠诚
？And how he devoted his life wholeheartedly to God.
他在那个仇敌的面前叫刚强勇敢。
And how he was so brave and courageous before the enemies.
他是耶和华的战士。
See, he was a warrior of the Lord God.
多少的仇敌被他打败了
？Many enemies were defeated by him.
使以色列国的复兴起来。
So that the country of Israel were revived.
叫以色列国得到了建立。
So that Israel was established.
所以大卫整个的一生的故事是非常美丽的。
So the whole course of David's life was really appreciated.
也是非常荣耀的。
And it's very glorious.
圣经特别记载一件事，说神为了大卫的生活做见证。
So in the Bible, there's one special mention that God testified of David's life.
当神用眼睛在观察全地的时候
，You know, God looked down on all the earth with His eyes.
他要寻找一个心怀诚实的人。
And he was trying to find a very honest and a very righteous man in his heart.
他要寻找一般得他讨他喜欢的人。
He was trying to find someone who is after his own heart and to please.
但是他找来找去都没有找到。
But after so many searching, God didn't find one.
但有一天他说我找到了。
But finally, God said, "Yes, I found one."
我找到了那个耶西的儿子大卫。
Yes, I found David, the son of Jesse.
他是那个呵护我心。
He is a man really after my heart.
他凡事遵循我的旨意。
For in everything he obeyed my command.
在英文里头给翻译说，他在这个他在一切事情上遵循了我的旨意。
For in the English Bible, the translation said that he was wholeheartedly, single-heartedly seeking after God.
无论是在大事上或者小事上面。
Even in great matters or near small trivials.
无论是在人的面前或者在私下的里面。
Or in the presence of the crowds or that his private life.
无论在什么事情上面，他都遵循了神的旨意。
No matter what he did, he really obeyed the will of God.
就像这样的人实在是非常难得。
So you know, such a man is really hard to find.
难怪那个神是那样的喜悦大卫。
No wonder God was so pleased with David.
弟兄姊妹，为什么大卫能有这样的生活
？Brother and sister, how could David live such a life at all?
为什么大卫能够那样讨神的喜欢
？How come David can so please God?
那成了那个神心目当中所要得到的一个人。
How David became a man after God's heart?
是合乎那个神心意的一个人。
He was really in the center of God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这一篇诗就给我们看见那个秘诀。
Now, brother and sister, in this song we can find out that secret.
这一篇诗就给我们说出了他的生活的原则。
In this song we can find out the principle of his life.
所以这篇诗可以他说他是那个整个生活的一个结晶。
So we can say that this is a real crystallization of David's life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望讨神的喜欢。
So, brother and sister, you and we want to please God.
我们盼望我们的生活也能够合乎那个神的心意。
Yes, we pray that our whole life will really please God and make Him satisfied.
那我们必须要看一看大卫他是怎样生活的。
Now, in that case, we must observe how David led his life.
所以我们要把这一篇诗，我们要记住，要背过。
That's why I encourage you to learn this psalm by heart and to recite it.
我们要好好的默想，把这篇诗能够消化在我们里面。
Also, we have to meditate always. on this psalm and try to digest all the meaning.
也能够实行在我们的生活里面。
Or to practice in our life.
叫我们在地上能够成为一个合乎神心意的人。
So that on the earth we can become a man after God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们大家再读一遍。
Now, brethren, let us read once more.
若青年弟兄姊妹能背的话，盼望你们就背。
And young people, if you can learn by heart, they do so.
若是不能背的人，就盼望你们读。
If not, you just repeat and read more.
我们从开头来念。
Once again from the first be.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我所最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必加增。他们说交点的血我必不献上，我的嘴唇也不提耶神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守，用神所量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我要称颂直叫我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我，我常把耶和华摆在我的面前，因他在我右边，令我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也不动摇。撇在阴间，你必不叫你的圣者见朽坏，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。很少弟兄这人能背过。
How many can recite this psalm now?
很可惜，盼望回去能大家背一背，好吧？
When you go home, please continue reading and reciting and memorize.
大卫生活的原则，头一个原则就是拣选耶和华。
Now, what is the first principle of David's life? The first principle is to choose.
在旧约里边，耶和华就在新约里边主耶稣。
Now, whenever it's mentioned the Lord God in the Old Testament, it means the Lord Jesus.
耶和华的意思就是我是。
Well, Jehovah means I am that I am.
在新约里面，主耶稣也就说他的名字就是我是。
Well, in the New Testament, and even Jesus proclaimed his name to be I am.
所以旧约的耶和华就是新约的主耶稣。
So now we say Jehovah in the Old Testament is Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
他拣选主耶稣。
He chose the Lord Jesus.
这是他生活的头一件事情。
So this is the first thing he did in his life.
也许我们会想到主的话，说不是主耶稣说不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。
Well, maybe some of you recall to your mind that, well, didn't Christ say that he chose us and not we chose him?
弟兄姊妹，在开头说世代主拣选了我们。
Oh, yes, of course, at the very beginning it was so.
不仅我们接受主的时候是主拣选我们，乃在创始之前，世界还没有开始的时候，主早就拣选了我们。
Now, not only at the time we got saved, we were chosen by the Lord Jesus, but we were chosen even before the foundation of the world by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主拣选了我们，所以到了时候我们才会蒙恩得救。
And because Jesus chose us, that's why later on we can get saved.
但是当我们得救之后，主就把我们摆在一个三岔路口上面，看我们是不是拣选主耶稣。
But now, after we got our salvation, then the Lord Jesus sort of put us in the crossroad to see if we will choose him.
主从来不勉强人的。
Now, the Lord will never compel anybody.
他能够尊重我们，所以他把那个自由的意志给了我们。
He really expects everyone of us. That's why he gives us a free will.
虽然在创始之前就拣选了我们，若是我们不相信他的话，他还不能够再拯救我们。
Though he elected us even before the foundation of the world, if we do not believe in him, then he cannot be our Lord.
就是我们相信之后，主仍然把我们摆在两条路的跟前。
And even after we have believed in him, the Lord will put us in a crossroad and let us choose.
一条路是世界道路，还有一条路就主耶稣基督。
Now one road is what we call the Lord to the world, the worldly road. The other one is the way of Jesus.
我们是拣选世界道路呢，我们还是拣选主耶稣。
Would you like to pick up the way to the worldliness or the way of Jesus Christ?
我们是拣选主耶稣呢，还拣选主耶稣之外的东西？
Would you like to choose Jesus Christ or to choose anything aside from Jesus Christ?
主从来不勉强我们。
Now the Lord will never compel us.
但是主却常常用他的爱感动我们，激励我们的心。
But God, the Lord Jesus will always constrain us and touch us with His love.
他实在盼望我们拣选他的自己。
And He really desires that we choose His way.
因为这个世界所有一件事物，有的东西是好，虽然是很好，但是是不长久的。
Now of course we can observe there are many good things in the world, but they are not everlasting. They cannot endure for long.
那一切都要过去，只有主耶稣是永远长存的。
But all those things in the world will pass away, but Jesus Christ will remain forever and ever.
他不愿意我们得到那个暂时的，而失去那个永远的。
And the Lord is not waiting that we choose this temporary things and forget about this everlasting thing.
一开头说他是你实在是愿意我们拣选他。
So in the very beginning it said God wants us to choose him.
为了这个缘故他就爱我们，感动我们，激励我们。
For this sake he will touch us, move us, impress upon us with his love.
叫我们感觉到我们主耶稣对我们实在太好了。
So that we feel that he's, because of his overwhelming love, we say, oh Jesus is so good.
那好到一个地步，我说主耶稣我拣选你。
Or we deem him so good as to choose him.
你这样爱我，我拣选你。
You said, because you love me so, I will choose you.
弟兄姊妹，这是主所最喜欢的一件事。
Brother, sister, this will please the Lord most.
这是我们属灵生活的一个开头。
Now, this is the very beginning of our spiritual life.
我们拣选主耶稣。
We must choose Jesus Christ.
我们不拣选主耶稣之外的东西。
We will never choose anything aside from Jesus.
我们拣选主耶稣。
We really choose Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，连主耶稣在地上的时候都为我们做了这样的榜样。
Now,Dear brother and sister, even Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, he set a good example for us.
你看他从受浸之后从水里上来，圣灵就把他带到旷野里面去。
Now you just observe, right after his baptism, and he got out of the water, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness.
在旷野里面受魔鬼的试探。
And in the wilderness, he was tempted by the devil.
这个魔鬼就把邪恶东西摆在他的面前。
And you know how this devil put many good things before his eyes to entice him?
来试探他
and try to tempt him,
来试验他
and to try him,
那到底你心在哪里
where is the heart of Jesus?
到底你要什么
what do you want?
那撒旦就对他说你若是神的儿子你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物
Now Satan even challenged Jesus saying that if you are the son of God you just turn this stone into bread
你不需要这样痛苦你需要有好的享受
you don't have to have a hard time you can enjoy yourself
你要得到很多很多的利益
you can get many advantages
你要为着你自己着想要为着你自己计划要为着你自己打算
you can plan for yourself you can reckon for yourself you can consider your own future
若是你为着自己打算的话这是有多少的好处都可以让你得到的
if you consider yourself you can reckon yourself then you think that there are many good things in the world for you to choose
在这世界里多少的享受你都可以享受的
in the world as many as enjoyment are there you can
你若是神的儿子，神若是爱你的话，你祷告神是会帮助你得到这些东西。
If you are the son of God and God loves you, then you pray to God and God will give you all these things.
哦，弟兄姊妹，撒旦就把地上一切的享受摆在主耶稣的跟前。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this the devil really put all the good things of the world before the eyes of Jesus.
让主耶稣来拣选。
And for Jesus to pick up.
但是我们感谢我们赞美主。
Then we thank and we praise our Lord.
我们的主耶稣不拣选自己的利益。
Our Lord Jesus Christ never chose his own advantage.
我们主耶稣拣选神的自己。
Our Lord Jesus Christ chose God himself.
他说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的这话。
What did he say? He said that man shall not live by bread alone but by every word which proceeds out of the mouth of God.
他所有的生活行动都是为了神的喜悦为了神的满足。
Now, all his time, all his conduct, his behavior was to please the Lord God.
他不为了自己求什么也不为了自己得到什么。
He will not try to get anything to seek anything for his own interest.
所有一切都是为了神。
All he did, all he was for the the Lord.
只要有神的话语，我就满足了。
He said, if he only got the word of God, he was satisfied.
只要有神的同在，我就心满意足了。
If only he can enjoy the presence of the Lord God, he was really satisfied.
这地上一切的享受都算不得什么。
Because all the enjoyment, the superficial enjoyment in the world is count nothing.
不能够和神那儿相比。
Because it cannot be compared with the goodness of God.
所以主耶稣在这试探的跟前，他就拣选神，而不拣选世界的享受。
So in the face of all this temptation, Jesus Christ never chose this world's good things, but he chose God.
那个撒旦又把他带到那个殿顶上面，让他从殿上跳下来。
Then Satan took him and let him climb up the high pinnacle of the temple and challenged him to jump down.
你若跳下来，神会用手带拖住你，不会叫你脚碰在石头上面的。
And Satan even quoted the scripture saying that if you jump down, God would order his angel to come and bear you up so that you won't
fall. 好多人看见你这样的表现，他们就会在欢迎你，会尊敬你，会在高举你。
And when people saw you did all these marvelous things, then people will come and they will support you and they will exalt you.
就像你在人的面前得到荣耀，得到称赞，得到地位。
So that you can get honor, you can get praise, and you can even get a prestige and position in the presence of man.
神若是爱你的话，他一定会保守你的。
If God loves you, he will really protect you.
你只要这样表演一下，马上就在人的面前可以得到地位，得到荣耀。
If only you just perform such a miracle once, then people will really admire you.
他说，主耶稣不拣选人的地位，人的荣耀。
But Jesus, he didn't choose the position of man, he didn't choose the glory or honor of man.
他拣选神的自己。
He chose God himself.
他说不可试探主你的神。
He said in the Bible, he said, "Do not test God."
他不愿意做一件事情是得罪神的，叫神的心在不喜欢的。
He didn't want to even do one thing to sin against God. No.
撒旦又把他带到高山上面，把整个万国的荣华都指给他看。
Then again, Satan brought him up on the top of a high mountain and let him see all the glories and the wealth of the world.
你若是服拜我的话，我把这些都要给你。
And he challenged Jesus again, saying that if fell down before me and worship him, then I'll give all these things to you.
弟兄姊妹，万国的荣华那是太荣华了，是不是？
Brother and sister, do you know what do you mean by the wealth and the glory of the whole world?
若是有人把万国的荣华都给我们的话，那我们要怎样感？我们怎样感觉？
Now if someone offer you all the glory and wealth and good things of the world, what is your feeling?
那我恐怕我们要环落到地步，我们简直没办法相信这件事情。
Oh, in that time we will be so overjoyed that even we'll get on self and unbelievable.
比如说，我们坐飞机在晚上时候看见洛杉矶啊，那么大的洛杉矶，好多的灯光啊，哎呀，真是洛杉矶太伟大了。
Now, riding in your plane and flying over, say, Los Angeles or anywhere, you look down and say, "Oh, such a beautiful and magnificent city."
若是有人说，好，你这样喜欢洛杉矶，我把整个洛杉矶给你，好不好？
If someone happened to stand by and say, "Well, if you like Los Angeles so much, then I'll give you, I'll offer you this whole city of Los Angeles."
不要说把洛杉矶给我们，把洛杉矶里的几栋房子给我们呢，我们就高兴得不得了。
Now we don't even mention the whole city of Los Angeles. Just give you two or three houses in Los Angeles, you'll be overjoyed.
哎呀，这个万国的荣华实在太大了，太伟大了。
So what is the wealth and what is the glory? What is all the good things of the world? It's too
撒旦把这一切摆在你跟前，你只要服拜我，我把这一切都要给你。
And Satan, he placed all these things before the eyes of Jesus Christ and said, "You fall down and worship me, then I'll give all this to you."
这么大的荣耀，这么大的权柄，这么大的丰富。
See, such vast wealth, such glory, and such power.
这些原来是都是我的，你只要拜我一下，我都可以给你。
And then Satan even said, "All these are committed unto me, so whoever will fall down and worship me, I'll
give him." 撒旦，退去吧，当拜你的主你的神，但要侍奉他。
But at that time, Jesus proclaimed that, "Get out of here, Satan, because I should worship God and him alone."
他整个的心是为了神的。
His whole heart is well devoted to God.
他整个的人是为了神的满足的。
His whole being is to please God.
万国的荣华都不能和神相比。
See, even though all the glories in the wealth of this world cannot be compared to God himself.
所以主耶稣在旷野里面受试探的时候，他在一切上都拣选神的自己。
So you see that when Jesus attempted in the wilderness, in everything Jesus chose the will of God, just God himself.
不仅我们主耶稣这样，那些认识主的人他们也都是这样。
Now not only himself, Jesus himself was so, but all those who knew Jesus were like this.
摩西有一天遇到看见了人所不能看见那一位主耶稣。
See, how about Moses? Moses Moses saw the God who was invisible to human eyes.
他就不愿意再做法老的儿子，女儿的儿子。
That's why Moses refused to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
做法老女儿的儿子，将来可以做法老，可以做埃及的皇帝。
Well, of course, you know, to be a son of the daughter of Pharaoh, one day he will become Pharaoh.
因为主耶稣太荣耀、太伟大了，他不愿意做法老女儿之子。
But because Moses saw that how Jesus was so great, so magnificent, he didn't want to be the son of the daughters of Pharaoh.
他也把所有一切最终之乐统统摆在一边。
Also, he gave up all the pleasure of sin.
他也把埃及一切的财富都那舍弃了。
And all the wealth and all the good things of Egypt he cast away.
拣选主耶稣。
He just chose Jesus.
历史历代多少爱主耶稣的人。
Down through the history, there are many, many saints who love Jesus.
当他们在这一条路上来跟随主的时候。
While they are following Jesus Christ in this path,
最开头一件事就拣选主耶稣。
The very first thing they did was always choosing Jesus Christ.
亲爱的兄姊妹，不仅在我们生属灵生命、属灵道路开头的时候是这样。
Now, dear brother and sister, not only at the very beginning of our spiritual life, we should do so.
有的时候我们走了两年、三年、七年、八年。
Now, sometimes we may have been walking for 2 years, 3 years, or 7 years, 8 years.
主常常到那个时候就把我们摆在两三岔路口上面。
And in such places, the Lord would always put us in a kind of road, in a section or to a crossroads.
来试验我们的心，到底我们的心是不是还是那爱主耶稣。
To try our heart, try our faith, to see if we really love Jesus Christ so wholeheartedly.
很多时候把生活的享受摆在你跟前。
Very often he will place pleasures of life before your eyes.
当你看见别人那发财的时候，
and you see how people are prosper in their wealth.
当你看见别人那自买产业的时候，
when you see people purchase so many properties.
当你看见别人那环境顺利的时候，
and when you see people are so smoothly thriving in their circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候就是我们的试验。
At that very moment, the trial will come on you.
主又把那个山我们摆在三岔路口那里。
And again, the Lord will put us in a kind of.
我们的心是需要这些东西的，我们还是要主耶稣。
In that case, what our heart would choose, would prefer Jesus Christ or other things.
有的时候看见别人在高升的时候。
Sometimes we see people are promoted up, one from after.
看见别人得到很多的那个薪金在增加的时候。
Or maybe someone's salaries are increased month by month.
撒旦又要来我们来顾到我们自己，你要为着你自己着想一下，你为什么这样？
Then Satan will come along tempting us and say we should consider ourselves.
你看你同学怎样了，你看你同事怎样了，他们都比你好。
You're even telling us look at your classmates, look at all your colleagues, your co-workers, how.
你看着你现在你还是这样。
So you are still in this situation.
你要为着你自己在打算打算。
Now you might think of yourself, reckon for yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这又是我们的试探。
Brother and sister, again.We are met temptation.
从神那方面来说，又是我们的试验。
But from the side of God, we are to go through this trial.
到底我们的心拣选什么？
Now, our heart will still choose God.
我们是否仍然那爱主耶稣？
Will we still love Jesus Christ to the end?
弟兄姊妹，在这一条道路上面。
Brother and sister, in this road.
在这整个一生的路程当中。
In the whole life.
我们一直有个心愿，拣选主耶稣。
Yes, we have this willingness. We will choose Jesus Christ and Him alone.
无论在什么时候，在什么环境里头，我拣选主耶稣。
No matter what may happen, or no matter where we are, we will choose Jesus.
我们要像大卫所说的，我主耶稣，我的好处不在你以外。
Like David, we will say that, Oh Lord, my goodness is not aside from Thee.
什么叫做我的好处不在你以外呢？
Now, what is the meaning of my goodness extended not unto Thee?
那就说我在你之外没有好处的。
I mean, aside from thee, I cannot find any other good thing.
虽然在地上有这个那个东西，都是人所羡慕、人所追求的。
Well, of course, on the earth there are many things, and people just admire them and pursue them.
但是这些东西不能够和你相比。
But all these things cannot be compared to thee.
我的好处不在你以外。
inheritance.
人呢得到荣耀，得到地位。
People are gaining their position, gaining their honors.
但主耶稣是我永远的荣耀。
Jesus is my eternal glory.
主耶稣是我的高台。
Jesus is my high shelter.
主耶稣是在我的人的面前那抬起头来一个。
Jesus can let me lift up my head in the presence of men.
我的好处不在你以外。
My goodness extended not unto me.
我所有的好处都在你里面。
All my goodness is within me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣实在是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, such is Jesus Christ.
人在地上所得的好处，有一天都要过去的。
Because all the goods and all the good wealth people get on the earth will pass away one day.
只有我们主耶稣基督，他是永远长存。
Only Jesus Christ, He alone is everlasting.
是永不改变的。
And He will never change.
人在地上得了这个好处的那个好处，都有副作用的。
Now all the goodness people get in this world, they will have some kind of byproduct or by influence.
当你得到之后，你就知道下面多少的艰难，多少的痛苦也随着而来。
As soon as you get some good thing of this world, then you will meet other troubles and hardships coming along.
只有主耶稣，他是那样的纯洁，他是那样的美丽。
But only Jesus Christ, so pure and so magnificent.
只有主耶稣基督给我们享受的时候，我们又是那儿喜乐，那儿平安。
Only Jesus Christ, while we were enjoying Him, we have such peace.
不会让我们有什么后顾之忧的。
We will not worry about anything.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是我的好处。
Oh Lord Jesus, He is really our goodness.
我们的好处不在他以外。
Our goodness extended not unto
Him. 他是我一切的好处。
Oh, goodness.
弟兄姊妹，应照主耶稣这样的恩待我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, since Jesus Christ loves us so.
他做了我们一切。
He become our all.
他成了我们的享受。
Yes, become our enjoyment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的心越过越爱他，越过越宝贝他。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us love Him more and more.
怎么知道我们爱主耶稣呢？
How do we know we love Jesus?
怎么知道我们是宝贝主耶稣呢？
How do we know we treasure Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，不仅是我们嘴巴在说一说。
Now, not only to be mentioned by our lips.
我们越爱主耶稣，我们越爱弟兄姊妹。
The more we love Jesus, the more we love our brethren.
我们越宝贝主耶稣，我们越宝贝弟兄姊妹。
The more we treasure our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we cherish our brothers and
sisters. 在旧约里面有希伯来人做仆人的。
In you know, in the Old Testament, there was a time that some Hebrew would even become slaves.
做六年的仆人之后，第七年就让他自由而去。
And、after being a slaves or servants for 6 years, in the seventh year, they would be set free.
但有的仆人呢，在主人家里面。
But because some servants or slaves were in his master's house,
哎呀，因为主人是这样爱他。
And because master was so good to them,
主人不是把他当作一个仆人，乃是把他当作弟兄。
You know, master didn't treat them as slaves, but treat them as brethren.
主人不是光让他来服侍主人，主人常常自己来服侍他。
See, master not only let all the slaves serve him, but master himself also served his slaves.
他病的时候，他来服侍他。
So in case of trouble or sickness, the master will take care of him.
时候他来帮助他。
And in their weakness, the master will come and help them.
当他在缺乏的时候，他来供应他。
When they lack anything, the master will provide with them.
当他有难处时候，主人来解决他一切的难处。
When they meet trouble, the master will help them solve these troubles.
当他有各种问题的时候，他主人都给他解决了。
But in case they meet some hardship, the master will help them.
不是他服侍主人，乃是主人服侍了他。
Not that they serve the master, but master serve them.
因为这个主人是这样爱他。叫这仆人感动到一个感激到一个地步。
Because the master loved so all of overwhelming, so that this
到了第七年应当自由，但是他不愿意自由。
So、in the seventh year, he was to be set free, but he didn't want to be set free.
他就对主人说：“主人呐、啊，我不永远都不要离开你。
”He was professing, "Master, no, no, Master, no, I won't go away from you."
因为我爱你，我爱你的家。
Because I love you, I love your household.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一个真是爱主人的人，就爱主人的家。
Yes, brother and sister, if a man will love his master, then he'll love master's household.
一个真实享受过主的恩典、爱主耶稣的人，一定爱弟兄姊妹的。
One who really enjoys the love of Jesus Christ will really treasure the household of God.
所以大卫才说：“论到世上的圣命，他们又美又善，是我所最喜欢的。”
No wonder David said that all the saints in the world are so excellent, so good, and David is so fond of them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们若是读大卫的故事。
Dear brothers and sisters, while we read the life story of David,
我们看见一生的遭遇非常的艰难。
We will notice that David met so many troubles.
实在说那是艰难呢，还不是外邦人嫁给他的。
And all these trouble and hardship were not added by him on Gentiles.
那些难处都是神的儿女们嫁给他的。
All these trouble were added on him by the people of God.
那些难处都是以色列嫁给他的。
And all these trouble were put upon him by Israel.
在小的时候生长在自己家庭里面。
Now of course at his boyhood he was brought up in his father's household.
在兄弟当中是最末了一个。
And among his brethren he was the smallest one.
按照规矩来说，哥哥应当爱护弟弟。
And according to order, elder brother should love the younger brother.
他们不仅不爱护他，反而轻看他、藐视他、弃绝他。
But not only they didn't love him, but sometimes they despised him, they abused him.
就是在父母跟前也没有得到该得的地位。
Even in the eyes of the parents, he didn't get his position.
等他长大了之后，他才来到扫罗的跟前。
So when he was grown up and he was brought before the presence of King Saul,
这个有恶魔临到扫罗的身上。
And an evil spirit came upon this King Saul.
那个扫罗痛苦得不得了。
At that time, King Saul was really distressed.
这个大卫有个本事的，当恶魔来时候了，大卫就要弹琴。
But you know, David had a very special skill. As soon as the evil spirit came upon the King Saul, David would play the harp.
这个扫罗呀，痛苦到一个地步是忍受不住。
You know, at that time, the King Saul was really distressed, and his heart was in great trouble.
没有人能够帮助他的。
No one could help him.
那结果大卫在拼命地弹琴。
And David was beside him and harping.
这个弹到个地步啊，这个魔鬼就跑掉了。
He was playing the harp to that extent that the evil spirit would go away.
哦，弟兄姊妹，大卫有这样的本事的。
You know, David has such a skill.
所以扫罗就让大卫常常侍立他的面前。
No one, King Saul, just placed David beside him and to attend on him.
有一天，腓力斯人歌利亚来向以色列挑战。
One day, a warrior by the name of Goliath came and challenged all the Israel.
所有以色列吓得不得了。
At that time, all the Israel's army was really frightened.
哇，这个小大卫就出去和歌利亚在打仗。
But at that time, the small David went forward and challenged this Goliath.
你们都知道这故事，大卫用一块石子一下子打到歌利亚头里面去了。
You're all familiar this story how David with a small stone and hit this Goliath on the forehead and he fell down.
那这哥利亚就扑倒在他的面前。
And while the Goliath fell down before him,
大卫把他头脑给割下来。
And David cut off his head.
以色列大大的得胜。
Oh, at that time, Israel army really won the victory.
哎呀，大家真是高兴的不得了。
At that time, people are really elated and overjoyed.
他们一个最大的仇敌、最厉害的仇敌被他们杀掉了。
Because a fierce enemy is now defeated and he was killed.
所以那些以色列妇女要在出来击鼓、跳舞、唱歌、赞美。
So when they coming home, all the Israel women came out. They drummed, beat drums and dancing and welcoming them home.
说大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
At that time, the king saw that killed hundreds, but David killed thousands.
那这样一来呀，扫罗心里面就嫉妒大卫。
Oh, at this time, they became angry. King Saul became very jealous.
啊，把大万万给大卫，把千千给我，只是剩下国位还没给他。
They said, "Now you say that David can kill thousands and thousands, I can only kill hundred and hundred. Now all the glory will go to David."
从那一天开始，扫罗想办法再要杀死大卫。
So from that day on, King Saul tried to kill David.
常常用枪要把大卫刺在墙，刺在墙壁上。
Many times he just tried to pin this David on the wall by his spear.
当晚实在没法，大卫从扫罗手底下逃掉了。
So David had to flee from the presence of King Saul.
哎呀，在旷野荒山在漂流啊。
And he was wandering among the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，以色列该知道这些故事。
Now all the Israel people know.All this story.
他们也该知道大卫怎样把他们从仇敌手里面再拯救出来。
They should have remembered how David helped them to win the enemy and save them out of enemy's hands.
他们也该知道大卫怎样扫罗怎样逼迫大卫。
They should have known how King Saul persecuted David and.Unwillingly.
大卫不仅是没有反抗，连预言言都没有。
And at that time, King David even didn't raise any complaint at all.
宁肯漂流在旷野里面。
He rather chose to wander in the wilderness.
按照人之常情来说，大家以色列应该同情大卫的。
Humanly speaking, all the people of Israel should sympathize with David.
那些以色列不但不同情大卫，反而站在扫罗那一面。
But all these Israelites, they didn't even sympathize with David, but still stand on the side of King Saul.
看大卫，藐视大卫，辱骂大卫。
They rebuked David and they despised David and they looked down upon him.
说你是从主人中主人家中逃出一条狗。
Someone even cursed him, saying that you are a dog and escaping out of the house.
无论在什么地方，他们发现大卫就是向扫罗报信。
So wherever David went and people found him, they would report to King Saul.
那个扫罗就差遣那个兵来捉拿大卫。
And with a bunch of soldiers, the King Saul came and tried to find him.
大卫受多少痛苦，都是以色列加在他身上的。
How many trouble and hardship David went through? All these are added by Israel people.
到了有一天，大卫坐在宝座上面，征服了四位的列国和仇敌。
One day, King David was really enthroned because he defeated all the enemies around about.
这个时候以色列人又跑到大卫这里来了。
Now, at this moment, all the people of Israel came and fell down before
King David. 有一天，那个大卫的儿子亚撒龙起来在那反抗大卫。
But one day it happened that one of his sons, Absalom, came and rebelled against his father.
这个以色列又站在亚撒龙这一面，和亚撒龙一同在抵挡大卫。
And those people of Israel in this side took side with Absalom and not on the side of the King David.
这个把大卫赶出去了。
And they even drove out David.
以后引导神的时候，他又回到国家里面。
And because of God's guiding, finally he came back again.
他在这一生里不晓得受了一生多少的痛苦。
See how he suffered, how he went through all this hardship by the hand of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们碰到这一般弟兄姊妹的话。
Now, suppose we meet such brothers and sisters.
那我们实在是气坏了。
Really, we'll be exasperated.
这帮弟兄姊妹实在不像样子。
We think that all these brothers and sisters are really unreasonable.
我这样爱他们，这样帮助他们，结果他们对我态度是这样态度。
In spite of the fact that I love them so much and they treat me like this.
算了，我也不要再帮助他们了。
All is gone. I want to help them anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是大卫，当他坐在宝座上面。
But when King David was enthroned again on his throne.
回想他一生的经历。
He called to mind all the suffering.
他想到那是以色列人的时候。
He recalled all the Israelis people.
他说，论到世上的圣民。
He said, concerning all the saints on the earth,
他们又美又善
they are really beautiful, they are really excellent,
是我所最喜欢的
And David said that I like them most.
亲爱的兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
他怎么会有这样一个心
How can he have such a heart?
他的爱怎么会这样的大
How could his love be so bad?
亲爱的兄弟不是他的爱
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not his personal love.
乃是主耶稣的爱充满他里面
That is the love of Jesus Christ for failing his
heart. 一个爱是没有条件的爱。
In Jesus Christ, the love is unconditional.
虽然人把他钉在十字架上。
He is on the people put him on the cross.
他仍然流出血来洗净人的罪。
He still shed his blood to cleanse all their sins.
这是一个坚定不移的爱。
Say this is a very firm and unfailing love.
这个是一个没有条件的爱。
This love is unconditional.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的爱充满在大卫里面。
Dear brother and sister, the love of Jesus Christ filled up the heart.
所以大卫才能那样爱以色列人。
No wonder David could love people of Israel so much.
我们若是拣选主耶稣
，Yes, brothers and sisters, if we choose Jesus,
让主耶稣充满在我们里面
，Let Jesus fill up our hearts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们才能爱弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, brother, in that case alone, we can love our brethren.
我们才能服侍弟兄姊妹。
We can serve our brothers and sisters.
我们才能宝贝弟兄姊妹。
And we can treasure and cherish our brothers.
宝贝那许多对我们好的，连那些对我们不好的，我们都宝贝。
Not only cherish all those brothers who were good to us, but also cherish all those brothers who despitefully used us.
因为他们是。属于我们主耶稣的
，because they too belong to Jesus Christ，
因为他们是我们所爱的那位主的产业
，because they are the heritage of the Lord whom we love。
我们爱主耶稣，我们就爱所有属于主耶稣的
，because we love Jesus Christ， then we love all the people belong to Jesus Christ。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是以别的东西来代替主耶稣的话
，dear brothers and sisters， if you make one thing to substitute for Jesus Christ，
你的愁苦必要加增
，then your sorrow will be multiplied。
弟兄姊妹，若产业代替主耶稣
If you want to substitute your property for Jesus Christ
你的财痛苦必要加增
Then your sorrow will be increased
用钱财来代替主耶稣
If you want to substitute your wealth and money for Jesus
你的痛苦必要加增
Your sorrow will be multiplied
弟兄姊妹不要说这些东西不容易得着
Don't say that they are not easy to get
就是得着了
even if you get at it,
那个愁苦更加增量。
Your sorrow will be surely multiplied.
哎呀，我看见一位很有钱的人。
Yes, I observed one very wealthy man.
哦，这个弟兄相当有钱。
I know this brother is really so wealthy.
他住在台中，在台北，在高雄，他有好几个工厂。
He lived in Taichung, but he had many factories scattered in Kaohsiung or in Taipei City.
都是他的儿子在那经营的。
And all their children, their sons are there managing.
老先生眼睛虽然看不见，但是老先生在那支配一切。
And this old man was really old, and his eyes are not good, but all his son can manage all the.
是啊，他有那么多产业，那是我每一次看见他时候没有喜乐。
In spite of the fact that he has so much property, every time I met him, he was not happy.
不是说这个儿子不好，说那个儿子不好。
Sometimes we say that this son is not good and that son is.
不是担心这个工厂，就是担心那个工厂。
Sometimes you worry about this factory. Sometimes you worry about another factory.
有一天，一个工厂在那倒闭了。
One of his factory closed down.
这老先生就给我们打电话，让我快点到他那里去。
And this old man phoned me and wanted me to go to see him.
我们就跑去看老先生，看老弟兄，老弟兄什么事情啊
？Yes, we rushed to this old man's house and asked him what's the matter with you.
他说不得了，我有工厂倒闭了。
Oh, you know my factory.
现在我的房子都要被拍卖了。
You know, all my houses are to be sold out.
我想来想去啊，我的房子没有办法交给别人的，我只好归在弟兄们的名下。
See, after many thinking, I think that my house cannot be belong to anybody. So I think I register their name for our brothers.
现在没有人靠得住，连我的儿子也靠不住的。
See, no one is reliable. Even my sons are not reliable.
只有弟兄们靠得住。我想把我的房子归给你们呢，将来你们这还是我的。
Only brothers and sisters in Christ are reliable. So I register their name.
我们说老先生、老弟兄，什么事我们都帮忙，这件事我们不能帮忙。
I say, oh, brother, we can help in many things, but not on this matter.
因为这有点作假了。
Because in this case would be like a kind of falsehood.
这个我们不能这样做。
We will not do this.
我们也为他祷告。
We will pray with him.
祷告也不能安慰他呀。
But even our prayer will not bring any consolation.
这个老先生一下子都瘦下来了。
And after that, this woman became so weak.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，以别神代替耶和华的。
Yes, dear brothers and sisters, if anyone seek after another God,
他的愁苦必要加增啊。
His sorrows will be multiplied.
所以大卫才说，他们所交点的血，我必不献上。
So David said, their blood of offering, I will not offer.
多少人为了追求这个世界，把他们整个命都交点上去了。
You know, many people they are pursuing after the world of goodness, and they even pour down their life.
有多少人为了钱财，不仅是把他时间那摆上去，把他血汗都摆上去了。
Many people in order to get money, they will not only sacrifice their time, but they also sacrifice their life.
有人为了地位，为了权力，把整个的命都摆上去了。
Some people, in order to get their prestige, get their position and power, they even sacrifice their.
人为了地上的事物，在牺牲他们一切，交点了他们的一切。
And because of this worldly goodness, many people just offer.
但是大卫说，他们所交点的血，我必不献上。
But what David did, he said.The offering of blood, the offer, I will not offer.
这一个人只为了主耶稣，除了主耶稣之外，他不为了别的东西。
You know, yet the man, he only pay attention to Jesus.
他既得到这个，得到那一个，享受这个，享受那一个。
He can originally he can enjoy this, he can get this, he can enjoy another.
但是这些东西在他心里头没有什么地位的。
But all these things will not caught his.Did not catch his attention.
他虽然能够享受地上的事物，这地上的事物在他心里没有地位。
No, he was in the position of enjoying the goodness of the world. He did not pay attention.
这些产业不能霸占他。
This heritage cannot occupy his mind.
这些钱财不能夺去他的心。
This wealth and money cannot capture his mind.
他整个的心都是献给主的。
His whole heart and mind is dedicated to the Lord.
整个的心都是为了主的。
His whole heart is for God.
整个的心都是让主耶稣来充满的。
His whole heart is for Jesus Christ to fill up.
所以他说，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。
So he said, even my lips will not mention the name of other God.
弟兄姊妹，你心里所充满的，口里就说出来的。
Yeah, brothers, you know whatever is filled in your heart, you will speak out.
若是你心里充满了钱财。 财，你怎么天天在讲钱财的？
In a part of your heart, you are filled with money problem, then your mouth will speak that out.
若是你心里充满了产业，天天在讲产业的。
If in your heart you always think about your property and your heritage,
若是我心里充满了主耶稣，天天在讲主耶稣的。
But if your heart is filled with Jesus Christ, every day your lips will mention Jesus.
所以他说，我的嘴唇不提别的名号。
So he said, my lips will not mention the name.
天天在传讲主耶稣。
Every day he will just pray Jesus.
到处在传讲主耶稣。
Everywhere he just prays and
pray. 因为他心里头最爱主耶稣。
Because his heart is really in Jesus.
他自宝贝主耶稣。
He only treasures Jesus.
自充满了主耶稣。
Only filled with Jesus.
说到一张嘴巴，主耶稣就从嘴里出来了。
So whenever you open his mouth, Jesus Christ will be preached.
主耶稣之外的东西他没有兴趣。
Aside from Jesus, he has no interest.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个拣选主耶稣的人。
Jesus Christ, this is the man who chose Jesus.
主耶稣，他不仅拣选主耶稣，并且享受主耶稣造的产业。
Not only that he chose Jesus Christ, but he enjoyed Jesus as his own heritage.
他说：“主耶稣是我的产业。
”He said, "Jesus is my heritage."
是我杯中的份呐。
And it's the portion of my cup.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣基督是我们的产业。
Yeah, brother. Yes, Jesus is our heritage.
这一个产业比地上的产业更宝贵。
And this heritage is really much more precious than the property of the world.
比地上产业更实在。
You know, this heritage is more real than the heritage or property of
the world. 这个产业比地上产业更丰富。
This inheritance is more abundant than all the heritage in the world.
圣经里面用各种样的比方来形容在主耶稣里面的丰富。
You know, in the Bible, there are many comparisons, many parables to describe the abundance in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，伊甸园就说出主耶稣的丰富。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, when we mention the Garden of Eden, that means the fullness in Jesus Christ.
当然有花草树木长起来，可以悦人的眼目啊。
You say there are trees and flowers to please our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣就是这样的美丽。让每一次我们亲近他、看见他的时候，我们又都充满了欢喜快乐。
Now, notice our Jesus Christ is so magnificent, so beautiful as the Garden of Eden. So every time we mention his name, we praise his name, we will be filled with joy.
他说树上的果子可以做食物的。
And God said all the fruits on the tree can be food unto you.
有各种各样新陈佳美的果子。
So there are many good delicious food on the trees.
使我们里头得到饱足。
So that our heart and our mouth can be satisfied.
所有享受过主耶稣的人都知道主耶稣是我们生命的粮食。
See, all those who enjoy the goodness of Jesus Christ say that Jesus is really the vital, is the food of our life.
主耶稣是我们的饱足。
Yes, Jesus is.Is our enjoyment.
主耶稣是我充信的力量。
Yeah, Jesus Christ give us new strength.
圣经里面有各种各样的比喻来说出主耶稣的丰富。
Yes, in the Bible there are many such illustrations to show the abundance of Jesus Christ.
那一个河水在流出来时候滋润整个的园子。
How he said about the river flowing out in the Garden of Eden and it is moistened the garden.
说主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们，叫我们心灵得到滋润。
See, Jesus Christ has given us the Holy Spirit so that our heart can be moistened,
叫我干渴的心里头得到满足。
So that our hungering heart can be satisfied.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣满足一切的需要。
Yes, Jesus Christ can satisfy all your needs.
他是我们的产业，是我们杯中的份。
He is our heritage. He is the portion of our cup.
这个杯中的份呢，就指的酒说的。
Now, when we say the portion of the cup, that means wine.
没有喝过酒的人不晓得酒的宝贵，喝过酒的人就觉得酒很好啊。
Now, you never taste wine, you don't know the preciousness of wine. But whoever tastes the wine, you say the wine is so good.
就是我们喝酒喝醉了之后，把什么？
You know, when you get drunk with wine, then you will forget about all things.
啊，喝酒喝到一个地步，真是欢喜快乐。
Someone drink the wine to such point that he just forget about all things, just joy.
有时候欢喜快乐，把自己通通忘记了，衣服也脱了。
Sometimes they forget himself to such extent that they just tear off all his clothes.
这个酒也叫人得了力量的。
But also this wine will give strength to people.
啊，一个人要在那做坏的事情的时候，他先喝酒。
You know, some people trying to do evil things.They will first drink.
那个酒也能在这里头在那焚烧的。
So that all the wine will burn inside them in their body.
啊，在里头叫着这火热。
So that they'll have that kind of a burning fire.
亲爱的，我们主耶稣就是这样。
But our Lord Jesus is like this.
哦，越亲近主耶稣，里头越火热。
The more you approach Jesus Christ, then you become fired in your heart.
里头被烧到个地步啊，里头真是热得不得了。
You feel burning inside you.
充满了力量。
And then you'll be filled with strength.
满了喜乐。
And you are full of gladness.
哦，主耶稣是我们杯中的份呐。
Yes, Jesus is our cup, the portion of our cup.
他不仅是供应我们的需要，并且是我们的喜乐和满足。
Not only he supplies us with all our needs, but he is our gladness.
所有尝过主耶稣的人都知道主耶稣是何等的甘甜的。
All those who taste the goodness of Jesus could say how sweet he is.
刚才我弟兄说读那诗篇34篇说，他说少壮狮子还仍然缺失人恶。
While ago, our brother read the Psalm 34 through us, and we read here is that even young lion will lack good things.
但是敬畏耶和华的人什么好处都不缺的。
But all those who seek after the Lord God will lack nothing.
因为主耶稣做了我们一切的好处。
Because Jesus Christ become all our goodness.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他不仅是把他自己给我们做我们的供应。
Yeah, brother and sister, he offered himself to be our supply.
成为我们的好处。
He become our goodness.
做了我们的享受。
And become our enjoyment.
并且他所把自己所给我们的，他还为我们保守。
And also, whatever he has given me, he maintain, he keep it.
你都不要担心的。
So you don't have to worry.
有一次，我有一位弟兄在一同侍奉主。
Once I remember, I was serving the Lord with another brother.
他是一位做生意的人。
And he was a businessman.
所以生意做得很大。
And because his business was increased so much.
因着这个那个社会的改社会的改变。
And because of all the changing conditions in the society.
他这个工作呀，是越做越大。
And his business, his enterprise became more and more vast.
别人看他是非常兴旺，但是他呢却觉得压力非常大。
People look at him and say, "Oh, he strives to really, really prosper."
哎呀，这个那个职业的难处，这个经济难处，谁许多压都压在他的身上。
Because he observed many hardship among his employers and even economical pressure.
就在那时候，家庭里有难处，儿女们也不听话。
At that time, if something to trouble in his own household, that children would not obey him.
他无论怎样说，无论怎样管教他们，都没有用处。
In spite of how he disciplined them and how he taught them, they would not listen.
一回到家里。就跟太太在那发脾气，跟儿女们在那发脾气。
And at that period, whenever he came home, he would quarrel with his wife, and he would scold on all the children.
在那个时候，正好碰到教会有难处。
At that time, also there was trouble in the church.
本来是家庭有难处，公司有难处，可以到教会里面去躲避的难处。
Now,originally, when he had trouble at the home, originally at the factory, he can come to the church and seek peace.
但是哪里晓得到教会难处更大。
I didn't expect that at that time the problem in the church was also so big.
哎呀，那个重重的压力压在他的身上。
So because of all this pressure was brought down upon him.
把他压到一个地步，人受不住了。
So he was pressured to such an extent that he could not stand it anymore.
他常常对我说：“魏弟兄啊，我真是要死啊。
”Or he said, "Oh, brother Wei, I'm so worried that I want to die."
我最好到主那里去。
Oh, I better be gone with the Lord.
我实在不愿意活在地上啊。
I don't want to live in the world anymore.
我这怎么办
Or what shall I do? What shall I do?
哎呀，我实在是想帮助他，但是我不能帮助他。
At that time, I was trying to help him, but I couldn't.
但是说了些话呀，都是割靴搔痒的话呀，不能够让人摸着他里边的需要。
All the words I spoke to him cannot even scratch his skin. You know, he was not satisfied.
所以每一次他跟我诉苦的时候了，我始终心里是非常着急。
So every time he have so many grievous things to complain, and I was really worried.
我用什么话又在帮助他
？I really failed to find a good word.
我差点气我自己，我怎么这么笨呢？怎么一句话都没法帮助他的
？Even I was exasperated with myself. I said, "Why I couldn't help him at all?"
过了几个月之后啊，他这个是又一天来找我。
After several months, once again he came to see me.
那过年之后他又来找我了。
And on the next day again he came.
我又一找我就心里就害怕。
And whenever I came, I was frightened.
哎呀，我说我真是像个无用的医生一样啊！我不能够医治他的病。
Like an incompetent doctor cannot heal his.
找我有什么用处呢
？What is the use of coming to see me?
祷告主耶稣吧。
I say, well, pray to the
Lord. 这个我不说，他也会说的，是不是
？Of course, he knows. He knows.
所以他找我，他一定要到他家里去。
But whenever he came, I must go.
那我只好去了。
I went.
到家里头啊，出乎我意料之外。
At that time, I was unexpected. I met something.
他说：“魏弟兄，你知道我前些日子痛苦到的地步，几乎完神经都崩溃了。
”He said that, "Dear brother, wait, did you know that what happened several days ago? I was so hard pressed, I was so distressed that I think my nerves break down."
我实在忍受不住了。
I could not stand it any longer.
所以我没有办法，我就坐到主面前祷告。
So at thatIn that predicament, I just came in the presence of the Lord and prayed.
那一天早晨，因为不上班，我就花好多时间祷告。
Because on that particular morning, I didn't have to go to office, so I poured my heart.
我把公司难处、公司的压力、家庭的压力、教会压力、所有的压力，都在倾倒在主的面前。
I mentioned in my prayer all the trouble in my factories, in my household, and also in the church.
我把一切痛苦都倒在主的面前。
And all the distress, all the agonies, I poured out before God.
那时候 我告诉主，我实在是盼望到主那里去，我不愿意再活在地上了。
At that time, I even mentioned to the Lord that I want to go and to be with the Lord in heaven.
我再也没有办法忍受下去了呀。
Because I don't want to stand this any
longer. 弟兄姊妹，人的绝路就是神的出路啊。
Yes, brother and sister, whatever you come to the dead end, that is the beginning.
人的尽头就是神的开头。
Yes, the dead end of man is the beginning.
祷告时候忽然间遇见主耶稣。
Because he prayed in such a way that he met Jesus.
主耶稣把约翰一书给他开起来。
Jesus should have opened the first epistle of John and him.
从最末了一章，他看见里头真实真实的。
Yes, in the last chapter he found what is the true one.
主耶稣是真神。
He said, Jesus is the true one.
你们又在真实的里面。
And you are in that one. That is true.
从第五章、第四章、第三章、第二章、第一章，从后一直到开头，把所有一切真实的都写在他的跟前。
So he read all the things from the chapter 5 and backward to fourth chapter and third chapter and all the book whatever mentioned about truth.
忽然间，里头的眼睛亮起来了。
Then he seemed to be enlightened.
大概所有一切都是虚假，只有主耶稣。就是真实的。
His spiritual eyes are open. I said, "Ha! I know that all things are false."
他也在那真实的里面。
And also, he found himself to be in the one who is true.
当主耶稣这样向他显现的时候
，Yes, when Jesus appeared to him in such a way,
那个所有的压力都是要脱落下去了。
All the pressure was gone.
一切痛苦都消失了。
All the distress and agony were gone.
那个喜乐的雀跃从里头涌流出来呀。
And there was a fountain of joy that's welling up.
一面流泪，一面欢喜快乐。
Oh, at one time.On the other hand, he was weeping for joy. That time he was praising God and thanking God.
就是那天真是喜乐的不得了。
Yes, on that particular day, he was really overjoyed.
他说：“弟兄啊，我已经喜了好几天了。”
Oh, he said, "Oh, brother, well, no, I have been rejoicing for several days."
我今天请你来就给你做见证。
So today I invite you to come over so that I can testify to you.
才在我一块石头落在地上。
Yes, at that time I felt a big stone fell off my heart.
那么做完见证之后，他问题又来了。
But after the testimony, well, another problem came up.
今天呢，我就想到了，哎呀，这个喜乐失掉怎么办？
But this, you know, it happened that I think if once I lose this joy again, what shall I do?
这个压力再回到我里头怎么办？
Oh, if that pressure will come back again, what shall I do?
他说，我就是在一天回到压力的生活里面去，我也再不，我也再忍受不住了。
Oh, if I can only come back to that under that pressure, if in only for one day, I will not be able to stand.
他说，弟兄怎么办呢？
Oh, brother, what shall I do?
哎呀，又把我难倒了。
Well, again, I was nonplussed.
我想不出一句话来。
I can't think out of a good word
来帮助他
to help him.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，青年弟兄姊妹，我们必须要好好读圣经啊。
Dear brother and sister, especially young brother and sister, I urge you to read the Bible.
当然有需要说你没有主的话在帮助他，那真是痛苦的不得了。
Because in time of need, if you lack the word of God or if you have no word of God to help others, you will
惭愧的不得了啊。
You feel extremely ashamed.
他问了，哎呀，弟兄们，要祷告吧。
Then I say, "Well, brother, let's pray."
只会帮助你吧。
The Lord will help you.
这是我们基督徒就会说这话。
See, the Christian world.
人家又难说，哎，弟兄帮助我吧。
You people say, "Oh, brother, help us, help him."
祷告主吧，祷告主吧。
You pray to God.
我替你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
或许弟兄祷告一次就忘记了。
But maybe after he go home, he just pray once and then he'll forget it.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是无用的医生啊。
We are really unprofitable physician.
等到我吃过饭，我回去走在路上的时候。
But after the meal, when I was going home and sit there, I was walking.
忽然间，主的话来了。
Yeah, it occurred to me, the word of God came.
我是我的，他为我持守。
See, whatever God, he'll maintain it.
亲爱的牛子，我真是懊悔的不得了。那时候怎么想不起来呢
？I was a little regretful because why that at that particular moment I didn't remember this.
我就想回去再回去告诉他，但是已经离开很远了。
And I even wanted to go back and tell him right away, but I think well, it's so far away.
亲爱的牛子，主不仅是把那好处给我们，舍给我们的，他也为我们保守。
Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ will not give us His goodness, but He will maintain.
好限量的。
Whatever health is measured and line with his life.
你需要什么，他就能供应你什么。
No, what do you want? What do you need? He'll give you what you need.
你需要什么，他就能做你什么产业。
Whatever you need, he himself will become your heritage.
他所给我产业是没有限量的。
So the heritage he has given us is boundless.
并且是坐落在佳美之处啊。
Earth And that good thing is on the land of excellence.
每一个供应都是最好的。
No, all the supply is good.
他说每一个产业都是最好的。
Every piece of heritage is the best.
都是坐落在佳美之处。
All in the place of excellence.
他说给我们一切没有一点不好的。
So there is nothing is bad.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters, 实在是爱我们。
Lord is going to love us so much.
他把自己给了我们。
He gave us himself.
做了我们产业。
He becomes our heritage.
成了我们的享受。
And he becomes our enjoyment.
无穷的丰富。
And that limitless abundance.
做了我们的供应啊。
And becomes our supply. 并且
每一个供应都是佳美的。
Every piece of supply is good.
所有享受过主耶稣的人。
All those who enjoy the goodness of Jesus.
所有尝过神恩典滋味的人。
All those who taste the goodness.Of the grace of God.
都要在这喊着说
We will rejoice and make a joy.
都要在宣告说
And we will proclaim.
我的产业实在美好
My heritage is really excellent.
弟兄姊妹
Yes.
若是你们享受过主耶稣的话
If you have enjoyed Jesus Christ.
若是你们尝过主的恩典
If you have tasted the goodness of Jesus.
你们来和我一同来喊喊好不好
Let us proclaim.
我的产业
My heritage.
实在美好
Really excellent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
yes, dear brothers and sisters.
这就是我们的见证
This is our testimony.
感谢赞美主
Thank God and praise God.
主耶稣是太宝贝了
Lord Jesus Christ so precious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters.
我常常把他自己摆在我们的跟前
Let us pray Jesus Christ always before our eyes.
一生一世来追求主耶稣啊
And for our life we will pursue him.
让我们除了主之外看不见别的
Let us not pay attention to anything else.
主耶稣是我们的标杆
Jesus Christ is our goal.
主耶稣是我们的目的。
He is our purpose.
主耶稣是我们所追求的对象。
Jesus is the object we should follow after.
主耶稣在我们里头得到地位。
Yes, Jesus Christ has His position in our heart.
我们这样追求主耶稣。
If we follow after Him in this way, we can get a Jesus in this way.
我们就心欢喜，灵快乐，肉身也安然居住啊。
Then there will be gladness in our heart, and our mind will live for joy. Even our flesh will live for joy.
这个福气也是世人所没有享受过到的。
And such happiness cannot be tasted by worldly people.
他说他必把生命的道路指示我。
Because he will show us the path of life.
弟兄姊妹，这生命道路就是信心的道路。
Now what is the path of life? That's the path of faith.
所以他说你必不将我灵魂撇在阴间。
So he said, you will not cast my soul in hell.
也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You will not let your holy one.See corruption.
无论经过什么艰难
so whatever circumstance,
无论经过什么痛苦
or whatever trouble you may go through,
无论遭遇什么环境
no matter what circumstance you may
come, 我们有一件事是我相信的
There's one thing we believe firmly.
你必不叫你圣者见朽坏
You will not let your holy one see corruption.
你必不撇弃我在阴间
You will not cast my soul in hell.
弟兄姊妹，今天虽然黑暗呢
Dear brothers, you think that they're dark around
the world. 但是我们知道，我们会把我们领出来的。
But we have been transferred out of darkness.
不会撇弃我们。
He will not cast us away.
他不会丢下我们。
He will not leave us alone.
他一定把我从阴间那儿带出来。
Yes, he will help all of us come out of
hell. 他不让我们落在朽坏的里面。
He will not let us become perishable.
因为主耶稣是复活的。
Because Jesus is resurrected.
因为主耶稣是大能的。
He is almighty.
因为主耶稣是爱我们。
Because Jesus so loves us.
所以我们充满了信心呢。
So we are full of faith.
我们相信我们的主必不丢弃我们。
We have this faith that Jesus, our Lord, will not discard us.
也不把撇在阴间的。
He will not leave us in hell.
一夜虽有哭泣。
Yes, overnight you may have weeping.
早晨便必欢呼。
In the morning you shout for joy.
实在有难处。
Yes, you may meet trouble. 但
他把难处的人带领出来。
But all this trouble will go in you.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God and thank God.
主耶稣是复活的主。
The Lord Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
他是大能的主。
He is the Lord of power.
这个生命道路也是十字架的道路。
And this path of life also is the road to the way of cross.
在这条路上有许多的苦难。
Yes, in this way we will meet many troubles.
每一个苦难都叫我们得到生命的。
But every trouble is for us to get new life.
每一个苦难都叫我们得到力量的。
Every trouble will give us new strength.
弟兄姊妹，没有苦难。
So,Without troubles,
就没有生命。
Then you cannot have life.
一个弟兄，他的太太生产的时候啊。
You know, a brother, I remember his wife when he was bearing children.
这个弟兄啊，在外面等啊，着急得不得了。
His brother waiting outside the room and he was very anxious.
一面着急，听见太太在里面在喊啊、叫啊、声音呢、啊。
And he was anxious outside the door and his wife giving birth to a child and then was yelling and groaning.
把他心都要揪起来呀。
At that time, he felt that as if his heart would be taken
out. 巴不得跑到里面去替太太受苦。
Oh, he thought that he would feel that as if he wanted to go out in.
真是不忍心呐。
And to suffer together with his wife.
听着一声喊叫啊。
Because whenever he heard his wife scream,
就没有什么声音了。
And then after that, then
he heard
no more. And, or he was very scared.
过了一会儿，医生出来了。
But a minute later, the doctor came out.
这个医生看见他这种样子啊。
And the doctor looked at this brother.
这个医生虽然不是基督徒。
Though this, this doctor was not a Christian.
但是说了一句很属灵的话。
But he said a very spiritual word.
他说先生。
As a minister.
没有痛苦就没有生命。
Without pain, no life.
没有痛苦就没有生命的。
Without pain, there is no life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在属灵上实在是这样。
Yes, in our spiritual life,
the situation is like this. 多少的痛苦就叫我得到更丰盛的生命。
Much pain and you get abundant life.
基督的死在我们里面发动。
Yes, the death of Jesus Christ is stirring within us.
基督的生就显在我们的身上。
So that the life of Jesus Christ may also manifest
in us. 那个死在我们里面做工。
Yes, the death is stirring inside.
这个生命就在别人身上在做工。
And the life will be working on the on the other people's heart.
生命是从死里面流出来的。
Yes, brother and sister, life came out of death.
那个喜乐的酒是从压榨里面产生出来的。
You know, the wine of joy came out of pressure.
没有人被压榨，有什么别人怎么能喝到喜乐的酒
？Without pressure, how can you offer people the wine of joy?
十字架道路。
Yes, the way of the cross.
乃是生命的道路。
Is the way of life.
十字架道生命的道路。
And the way of life.
也是荣耀的道路。
Is also the way of glory.
向高提升我们。
So that you will lift us up.
把我们提到主的面前。
So that we lift us up to the presence of God.
提到荣耀里面去。
So that we will go into glory.
在你面前满了喜乐。
So he said, in thy presence full of joy.
在你右手边满了欢乐呀。
And at thy presence, at thy right hand is fullness of joy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被高举的时候。
Yes, brother and sister, when we are exalted.
这个十字架要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
This cross will bring us into glory.
这条生命的道路是通到荣耀。
This way of life leads to glory.
好像我们走越走是越往下去的。
So at first we think that the more we walk, we are going downward, downhill.
越走越艰难的。
We think that the more we walk, the more we'll meet troubles.
在灵里头越走越高升的。
But in our spirit, the more we'll go uphill.
当我们最艰难的时候，也是我最荣耀的时候。
In the hardest situations.Our joy will be the most exalted. And finally, because of this way, your path will come into glory. Then we'll be with the Lord Jesus. Eternally enjoying that joy.
Happiness.
This is the secret of King David. Let us be like King David. Let us choose Jesus. And enjoy Jesus. And follow after Jesus.And of course, obey him and follow him. Whatever health is measured and line with his
life.
No, what do you want? What do you need? He will give you what you need.
你需要什么？他能做你什么产业？
Whatever you need, he himself will become your heritage.
他说给我产业是没有限量的。
So the heritage he has given us is boundless.
并且是坐落在佳美之处啊。
Earth.And that good thing is on the land of excellence.
每一个供应都是最好的。
No, all the supply is good.
他说每一个产业都是最好的。
Every piece of heritage is the best.
都是坐落在佳美之处。
All in the place of excellence.
他说给我们一切没有一点不好的。
So there is nothing is bad.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters, 实在是爱我们。
Lord is really love us so much.
他把自己给了我们。
He gave us himself.
做了我们产业。
He becomes our heritage.
成了我们的享受。
And he becomes our enjoyment.
无穷的丰富。
And that limitless abundance.
来做了我们的供应啊。
And becomes our supply. 并
且每一个供应都是佳美的。
Every piece of supply is good.
所有享受过主耶稣的人。
All those who enjoy the goodness of Jesus.
所有尝过神恩典滋味的人。
All those who taste the goodness.Of the grace of God. We will rejoice and make a joy. And we will proclaim. My heritage is really excellent.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
Yes.
若是你们享受过主耶稣的话，
If you have enjoyed Jesus Christ,
若是你们尝过主的恩典，
If you have tasted the goodness of Jesus,
你们来和我一同来喊喊好不好？
Now, let us proclaim,
我的产业，
My heritage,
实在美好，
Really excellent.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Yes, dear brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God,
and
praise God.
主耶稣是太宝贝了。
Lord Jesus Christ, so precious.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
我
常常把他自己摆在我们的跟前。
Let us pray Jesus Christ always before our eyes.
一生一世追求主耶稣啊。
And for our life, we will pursue him.
让我们除了主之外看不见别的。
Let us not pay attention to anything else.
主耶稣是我们的标杆。
Jesus Christ is our
goal. 主耶稣是我们的目的。
He is our purpose.
主耶稣是我们所追求的对象。
Jesus is the object we should follow after.
主耶稣在我们里头得到地位。
Yes, Jesus Christ has his position in our
heart. 我们这样追求主耶稣。
If we follow after him in this way, we can get a Jesus in this way.
我们就心欢喜，灵快乐，肉身也安然居住啊。
Then there will be gladness in our heart, and our mind will live for joy. Even our flesh will live for joy.
这个福气也是世人所没有享受过到的。
And such happiness cannot be tasted by worldly people.
他说他必把生命的道路指示我。
Because he will show us the path of life.
弟兄姊妹，这里生命道路就信心的道路。
Now what is the path of life? That is the path of faith.
所以他说你必不将我灵魂撇在阴间。
So he said, you will not cast my soul in hell.
也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You will not let your holy one.See corruption.
无论经过什么艰难，
so whatever circumstances,
无论经过什么痛苦，
or whatever trouble you may go through,
无论遭遇什么环境，
no matter what circumstances you may come,
我们有一件事是我相信的。
There's one thing we believe firmly.
你必不叫你圣者见朽坏。
You will not let your holy one see corruption.
你必不撇弃我在阴间。
You will not cast my soul in hell.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天虽然黑暗呐，
dear brothers, you think that they're dark around the
world. 但是我们知道，我们就会把我们领出来的。
But we have been transferred out of darkness.
他不会撇弃我们。
He will not cast us away.
他不会丢下我们。
He will not leave us alone.
他一定把我从阴间那儿带出来。
Yes, he will help all of us come out of
hell. 他不让我们落在朽坏的里面。
He will not let us become perishable.
因为主耶稣是复活的。
Because Jesus is resurrected.
因为主耶稣是大能的。
He is almighty.
因为主耶稣是爱我们。
Because Jesus so loves us.
所以我们充满了信心呢。
So we are full of faith.
我们相信我们的主必不丢弃我们。
We have this faith that Jesus, our Lord, will not discard us.
也不把撇在阴间的。
He will not leave us in hell.
一夜虽有哭泣。
Yes, overnight you may have weeping.
早晨便必欢呼。
In the morning you shout for joy.
实在有难处。
Yes, you may meet trouble. 但
他把难处的人带领出来。
But all this trouble will go anyway.
感谢赞美主。
Praise God and thank God.
主耶稣是复活的主。
The Lord Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
他是大能的主。
He is the Lord of power.
这个生命道路也是十字架的道路。
And this path of life also is the road, the way of cross.
在这条路上有许多的苦难。
Yes, in this way we will meet many troubles.
每一个苦难都叫我们得到生命的。
But every trouble is for us to get new life.
每一个苦难都叫我们得到力量的。
Every trouble will give us new strength.
弟兄姊妹，没有苦难。
So,Without troubles,
就没有生命。
Then you cannot have life.
一个弟兄，他的太太生产的时候啊。
You know, a brother, I remember his wife when he was bearing children.
这个弟兄啊，在外面等啊，着急得不得了。
His brother waiting outside the room and he was very anxious.
一面着急，听见太太在里面在喊啊、叫啊、声音呢、啊。
And he was anxious outside the door, and his wife giving birth to a child, and then was yelling and.Groaning.
把他心都要揪起来呀！
At that time, he felt that his heart would be taken up.
不得跑到里面去替太太受苦。
Oh, he thought that he would feel that as if he wanted to go out in.
真是不忍心呐！
And to suffer together with his wife.
听着一声喊叫啊！
Because whenever he heard his wife scream,
就没有什么声音了。
And then after that, then
he heard it
no more. Or he was very scared.
过了一会儿，医生出来了。
But a minute later, a doctor came out.
这医生看见他这种样子啊！
And the doctor looked at this brother.
这个医生虽然不是基督徒，
though this doctor was not a Christian,
但是说了一句很属灵的话。
But he said a very spiritual word.
他说：“先生
，as a minister,
没有痛苦就没有生命。
Without pain, no life.
没有痛苦就没有生命的。
Without pain, there is no life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在属灵上实在是这样。
Yes, in our spiritual life, Much pain and you get abundant life.
基督的死在我们里面发动。
Yes, the death of Jesus Christ is starting within us.
基督的生就显在我们的身上。
So that the life of Jesus Christ may also manifest
upon us. 那个死在我们里面做工。
Yes, the death is starting inside us.
这个生命就在别人身上在做工。
And the life will be working on the other people's heart.
生命是从死里面流出来的。
Yes, brother and sister, life came out of death.
那个喜乐的酒是从压榨里面产生出来的。
You know, the wine of joy came out of pressure.
没有人被压榨，有什么别人怎么能够喝到喜乐的酒？
Without pressure, how can you offer people the wine of joy?
十字架道路。
Yes, the way of the cross.
乃是生命的道路。
Is the way of life.
十字架道，生命的道路。
And the way of life.
也是荣耀的道路。
Is also the way of glory.
向高提升我们。
So that you will lift us up.
把我们提到主的面前。
So that we lift us up to the presence of God.
提到荣耀里面去。
So that we will go into glory.
在你面前满了喜乐。
So he said, in thy presence full of joy.
在你右手边满了欢乐呀。
And at thy presence, at thy right hand is fullness of joy.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被高举的时候。
Yes, brother and sister, when we are exalted.
这个十字架要把我带到荣耀里面去。
This cross will bring us into glory.
这条生命的道路是通到荣耀。
This way of life leads to glory.
好像我们走，越走是越往下去的。
So at first we think that the more we walk, we are going downhill.
越走越艰难的。
We think that the more we walk, the more we'll meet troubles.
在灵里头越走越高升的。
But in our spirit, the more we'll go uphill.
当我们最艰难的时候，也是我最荣耀的时候。
In the hardest situations.Our joy will be the most exalted. And finally, because of this way, your path will come into glory. Then we'll be with the Lord Jesus. Eternally enjoying that joy.
Happiness.
This is the secret of King David. Let us be like King David. Let us choose Jesus. And enjoy Jesus. And follow after Jesus.And of course, obey him and follow him.